These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending February 8th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos posted on Medium that AMI, which publishes the National Enquirer, told him it would publish embarrassing photos of him if he did not publicly state that the Enquirer's coverage was not politically motivated. Instead of doing that, Bezos posted two emails from the Enquirer, one from Howard Dillon, chief content officer at AMI, describing the photos it had of Bezos, and a woman named Lauren Sanchez, whom Bezos is said to have an affair with. A separate email from AMI Deputy General Counsel John Fine proposed terms wherein, if Bezos publicly affirmed there was no political connection to AMI's coverage, AMI would agree not to publish the texts and photos in the Enquirer. We don't know how they got the photos. It does not appear to be a technical exploit, but more likely some sort of social engineering. Bezos private security consultant Gavin DeBecker believes it is a politically motivated link. Google announced it is open sourcing its bug-finding infrastructure, ClusterFuzz, on GitHub. Fuzzing is a term for an automated software testing process that inputs invalid, unexpected, or random data into a computer program, which is monitored to see exceptions like crashes and memory leaks. ClusterFuzz is Google's cloud-based implementation that runs on 25,000 cores and was launched in 2012. 2 years ago, the company offered ClusterFuzz as a free service to open source projects. In a blog post Thursday, Amazon Vice President of Global Public Policy at AWS, Michael Punk, said the company supports appropriate legislation surrounding use of facial recognition technology by law enforcement to ensure protected civil rights are not being violated. This follows a similar declaration from Microsoft last month, saying it discourages the use of technology to engage in unlawful discrimination and encourages customers to be transparent about its use. TechCrunch reports that many iOS apps use services like Glassbox that record the screen when customers use the apps in order to replay them to observe interactions in order to improve the interface. Mobile expert The App Analyst recently discovered that Air Canada's iOS app was not properly masking these recordings, meaning personal info like passport and credit card numbers were being sent in the recordings. TechCrunch requested The App Analyst to look at other apps and found while most do properly mask the data, none indicated the recordings were being made in their privacy policies. Theoretically, this could be because all the information is already being shared with the company through the app and they consider it already covered. However, Apple told TechCrunch it is informing developers that they must properly disclose the use of screen recording or remove any such functionality from their apps. TechCrunch reported that some apps were recording screen interactions in order to use the data to improve user interface issues, but did not explicitly note that in privacy disclosures. Apple has released an update for iOS that fixes a bug that let people hear or see you in a FaceTime call before you answered. The bug was reported by a 14-year-old Grant Thompson and initially was ignored. Apple said that as a bug bounty, it will pay compensation to Thompson's family and contribute to the cost of Thompson's education. The update also fixes two zero-day exploits discovered in the wild by Google. Germany's Federal Cartel Office has told Facebook it cannot combine information from Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook without getting voluntary consent from the user. Facebook must also get voluntary consent in order to combine information from third parties with Facebook data. A checkbox to agree to all the terms would not be sufficient, according to the FCO. Facebook believes this matter falls outside the FCO's purview and should be handled by data regulators under the GDPR. FCO says it can make the decision because Facebook abused its market dominance to implement these practices. Facebook has a month to challenge the ruling. Google launched Password Checkup for Chrome that will advise users to reset credentials breached on third-party sites. Another new feature called Cross-Account Protection extends first-party tools to re-secure breached Google sign-in apps. Google already automatically resets Google account passwords if they're exposed in a third-party data breach, and this new Chrome extension brings that same level of protection to all services that users use on the web if they're using Chrome. Google says Password Checkup was designed in a joint effort with cryptography researchers at Stanford University. Apple is storing some data on Russian servers to comply with a local law that took effect in 2015, according to a recent filing with the Russian government. Apple users in the region have data like names, delivery addresses, email addresses, and phone numbers stored on these servers. Apple says it collects that information for customer service and to send users information on new products, according to the filing, which also says that Apple stores more information about its Russian employees in the country, like workers' Russian passport numbers, permanent and temporary addresses, history of work evaluations, and information about income. Last year, Apple complied with Chinese law requiring the local storage of iCloud accounts for users in that country. And according to sources speaking to the Russian business daily Vedomosti, Google has censored roughly 70% of websites blacklisted by the country's communications regulator. The move seems to put Google into compliance with 2017 regulations that require search engines to delete officially blacklisted content. Google was fined $7,500 in November for failure to do so previously. According to Google's latest transparency report, Russia accounted for about 75% of global takedown requests in the first half of 2018. Finally, a new report by the analyst firm Chainalysis claims that 60% of all cryptocurrency hacks to date have been done by one of two prominent professional hacking groups who generated around $1 billion in revenue. Chainalysis tracked crypto assets from the hack to their exit point in fiat currency and noted that funds typically moved around 5,000 times to try and obscure their origin. The two groups were called Alpha and Beta and exhibited distinct strategies. Alpha appeared to be more sophisticated and organized, moving coins around more frequently, while Beta was much smaller with less sophistication, often cashing out coins in large chunks at once. That's it for the Daily Tech News Show Security Headlines. Thanks for listening and supporting ThreatWire. We'll talk to you next time.